Back in Los Angeles, Luis's team are working on the bones that were dug up in Utah. The next step in turning them into an exhibition is to work out exactly what they are.
Well, this is where the fossil bones end up, and here the preparators continue the process of excavation, this time using delicate tools and cleaning away the last of the hard sediment, revealing the bone itself. It's here in the Dino Lab that the dinosaurs really start to come back to life. So, Luis, is this one of the specimens from Utah?
Yes, it is.
It looks like it's taking ages to extract this from the stony matrix that has built up around it.
Well, Eric has been working on this bone for several weeks. It will definitely take years for the entire skeleton to be prepared to be cleaned up.
Do you have an idea at the moment what species of dinosaur this might be from?
Not entirely in terms of the species, but we know it's a Camarasaurid.
Camarasaurids were a family of long-necked dinosaurs. We currently know of four different species of them, but Luis is hopeful that he might have found a fifth.
So what features will you be looking at as the bones are cleaned up to help you refine your identification?
Well, you'll be looking at the shape of the centrum here, the configuration of the different processes, the struts, the spines of the vertebra that are in general very diagnostic, they're very telling.
You must have to be an amazing anatomist, and you must have to know the anatomy of so many different dinosaurs to be able to work out what it is you're looking at.
Yes, but sometimes it's difficult. For example, here we have two bones of one dinosaur. Can you figure out what they are?
Well, I'm a human anatomist, so this is stretching my expertise somewhat, also to identify dinosaur bones.
And these ones are not very well preserved, I'm sorry.
Brilliant.